Listening 259. Listen and read. The Costume Designer.
March 17th, 1594. Dear Mother and Father, good news! I have a new job. My friend Will has just written a play, and he wants me to design and make the costumes. I'm excited. I'm meeting the actors at the theater tomorrow. My apartment here in London is very small. It only has one room. It's near London Bridge. I like walking along the bridge, but the River Thames is very black and smelly. I'm not going to swim in it. Your loving son, Robert. March 28th, 1594. Dear Mother and Father, I've bought all the materials I need to make the costumes for the play. I bought some velvet, silk, and wool. They were very expensive and heavy. I went to Will's house last night. I met his wife Anne and their three children. We had meat for dinner. It was delicious. Will said he was going to find an apprentice to help me with the sewing. Your loving son, Robert. April 15th, 1594. Dear Mother and Father, my apprentice is named Sam, and he's 12. He can't read or write, but he's good at sewing. We've already finished many of the costumes for the play. Our play will be at a theater called the Globe Theater. It's a round building, and it has a straw roof with a hole in the center. If it rains, the audience gets wet. Yesterday afternoon, there were about 1,500 people in the theater to watch a play. It was very busy and noisy. Your loving son, Robert. May 10th, 1594. Dear Mother and Father, today was the most exciting day of my life. Queen Elizabeth watched our play. She had curly red hair, and she was wearing a lot of white makeup. Her dress was beautiful. It was made of purple velvet and silk. And she had a big white ruff. She said she was so happy to meet the famous William Shakespeare. And she said she liked the costumes that I made. I'm so happy. Your loving son, Robert.